is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with former federal prosecutor and attorney Eric Faddis about Rex Huerman today.
We've obviously learned a lot about him in the last 2 weeks, including his alleged affinity for sex workers. We're hearing more and more stories from surviving sex workers who I'm guessing look back going, wow, that could have been me. But a lot of people have had encounters allegedly with Huerman. Do you think we're going to continue to see that sort of trend continue? And I also wonder if there were a lot of red flags that these individuals had, but they simply couldn't speak out about because, number one, the industry that they're in not being exactly legal. And then number two, people just not taking someone seriously simply because of what they are involved in.
Yeah, as you said, we've learned a lot about this. And at least according to the allegations, and things are still developing, it appears that this is Rex Huerman's modus operandi.
Yep.
He targets the most vulnerable folks that he can, in this case, alleged sex workers, in large part because there is a culture of silence around that scene. Like you said, it's illegal in most states. And these folks don't often go to the police and say, hey, I was about to engage in sex work when an individual got violent with me. Historically, these folks are subject to violence, degradation, and homicide, and as well as sexual assault and everything else. And it seems fitting that Rex Huerman allegedly selected these people as his victims because he thought it would be less likely that he would be caught.
When you really look at it, and it's something that I think a lot of us don't look at very closely, this is an area that really is a playground for abusers and horrible people taking advantage of these women. It's not always just somebody that's paying someone for sex and then they go on their way and that's the end of the day. It really seems to be an outlet for this type of character. It really makes me wonder if there were more things in place or more protections in place, or even, I don't even know if I want to say it being legal or not, but in theory, if it were, would this sort of individual be allowed to flourish as long as he did?
A good question, because like I said, a lot of these folks don't want to come forward and report when they see something problematic in a John who's trying to pick them up. because they themselves, the sex worker, doesn't want to get caught. Perhaps if there were more resources in place, more safe harbor laws, maybe something that would insulate these sex workers from criminal consequences if they came forward with helpful tips to the police to try and stop these predators. I just wonder if having something like that in place could potentially limit or prevent this sort of horrible repeat tragedy that's being alleged against Rex Horman, the Long Island serial killer.
What can be done? Like, speaking from your own expertise, is there any sort of protections? Let's say a sex worker came up to you and said, look, this was really weird, this encounter that I had. I think someone should know about it, or I want to press charges because I was abused or violated in some way, shape, or form. Can that be done? Is that ever done? And how would a court look at that, considering the nature of the relationship between the abuser and the person doing the abuse?
Yeah, I wonder if it's almost the sex worker industry analogous to the drug scene. Like here in Colorado, for example, people, when they're using drugs, they often don't want to call the cops if something is going wrong because they don't want to get in trouble. But here we have a law that essentially says if someone is overdosing through the use of drugs, even if you're there doing it with them, you can call police to try and help them and you're not going to get charged with a crime. I'm just wondering if having some kind of protection in place for the sex worker industry under similar circumstances when they believe that a crime has happened or is likely to happen. I wonder if having that in place would encourage more of these folks to speak out, more of these red flags to become apparent to law enforcement and investigations to begin sooner before these tragedies keep recurring.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.